What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of season 2 On Fire Podcast. My name is Sabrina, and I'm so thankful, so grateful, and super, super excited that you guys are tuning in for today's amazing episode. Because if you're new here or you have no idea what we're doing, we are currently in a message series titled The 9 Traits of Jesus. So in this series, I will discuss Jesus' characteristics and how they help us develop and become a true Christian character. And this is all by the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. You see, the main purpose of this is to transform us spiritually. In Galatians 5:22-23, it says, "But the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." You see, Jesus allows us to escape the corruption of the world and to become partakers in Christ's nature, which is found in 2 Peter 1:8. And I have really enjoyed this series. Last episode, we got to cover trait number 1, which is love. You know, God and Jesus mentioned how love is above everything else, that it's like your top priority. And in that episode, I mentioned 3 ways that we love, you know, loving our God, we love ourselves, and I define what that exactly means, and that we love others because we are called to love others. So I break each in those 3 main points down and explain what God's love is, how he demonstrates his love, and everything like that. I mean, I can go over the whole episode, but again, if you want, that's the whole point of the episode. Go listen to it. And once you're done, come back here because I don't want you to miss out on today's episode because we are doing trait number 2, joy. Obviously, I feel like I'm very joyful right now. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was supposed to film this at like 6 in the morning. Yeah, it was a no-go. It's currently 8:49. My goal was like, okay, wake up, you know, read, da-da-da-da, and then film right away, like, at 6:15. Yeah, I don't know about that. I didn't want to come in sleepy-headed. I didn't want to have eye boogers or anything like that or a stuffy nose. You know, I just didn't want any of that. So I was like, maybe we'll just film after I have my breakfast, after I warm up a bit, you know, just getting the juice flowing through my veins or whatever. I was like, let's just wait a little bit. And I feel better. I feel like it's great to film at this time of day. I wouldn't say this is my earliest that I've ever recorded or I've ever filmed. I feel like around this time is the time I usually film. But anyways, going back to today's episode, I'm super excited to be doing this. I feel like this message series has been not also helping me, but I pray and hope that it's also been helping you guys. I know Holy Spirit and God has been teaching me a lot of things, and I know God is going to be teaching you a lot of things through these episodes because it has already been made clear that God has placed this in my heart for a purpose and for a reason and for a plan. Amen. So I know this is something that the Lord is wanting, and obviously if the Lord wants it, it's going to happen. If the Lord speaks, then it's spoken to somebody, right? So again, this episode is to share the importance of God's joy and living in his joy and exactly what that does for us and the difference between joy and happiness. So again, without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So what is joy? Joy can be described as different feelings. I know in the, like, I think it's called Merriam Webster, I think that's how you say it. It's describing a sense of happiness as well. And to summarize it, my words have been kind of wonky donkeys right now, I'm not gonna lie. But to summarize it, I just simply put it, a feeling of great happiness and pleasure. That is the Google definition, okay? Sabrina, you said happiness is different from joy. I certainly did say that. You see, the origin root of the word joy is from Latin, and that means to rejoice. So what is God's joy? In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you, and his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." So God's joy is a feeling of gladness that comes from knowing God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and abiding in Christ. It's a joy that's different from the joy that the world experiences, and what the world experiences is happiness. I actually taught happiness versus joy when I, like, probably like a year ago with my students when I was first leading the youth ministry at my church. I was teaching them the difference between that, and I remember one thing I had told them was that happiness is a temporary feeling. Sabrina, what do you mean by that? What I mean is that I can literally get a piece of candy. Now, if you know me, I love me some good candy, okay? I'm a chocolate fanatic. I love a good Hot Cheetos here and there, but I'm more of like a sweet tooth type of gal. So if you give me some ice cream, you give me some candy, some gummy worms, I'm all over it, okay? Don't play with me. Don't play with my cake. Don't play with my ice cream. Don't play with my pies. I'm not galley, okay? Anything with chocolate, I'm gonna just cut it right there. Let's just cut it right there, because I go on and on and on. But if you know me, you know me. I get down on some sweets, all right? But anyway, especially donuts. Ooh, let me stop. But if you were to hand me something sweet, oh yeah, best believe I would be happy in the moment. Like, I remember my sister when I would, and my brother-in-law, when I would take care of my niece, they would pay me back, not with money, but with food. They would pay me back with, like, a pack of gum and a whole, like, quart of ice cream or half a gallon of ice cream. Best believe I was all over. I finished that ice cream in one day. But again, we're going to skip past that. And that made me happy. It was like in that moment, I was super, super happy. I was like, oh my gosh, I have a whole ice cream to myself. No way. But then at the end of the day, that ice cream's going to be gone because I devoured it, obviously. I demolished it. I ate it all. It was all in my stomach, though it is not good for the temple. Not really. Then that moment, that feeling will go away. Whereas joy is more of that internal, and it sits well and it dwells within our soul. And it's for internal circumstances and eternal situations. Like, it just brings us that good joy, that rejoicing feeling to the Lord. So how does God demonstrate his joy? Through Jesus. You see, Jesus showed joy in his ministry, and his enemies accused him of being too joyful on occasion. In Luke 6:24, it says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. So God demonstrated his love through Jesus by sending him into this world to pay for our sins. God demonstrates his joy through Jesus by his ministry that he showed. So Jesus alone is enough. Jesus is the joy that God has sent us, that God has demonstrated for us. So if we abide in him, and if we are filled with him and knowing God, that's how we can have the joyful spirit. That's how we can have the joy of the spirit. Again, Jesus alone is enough. So how does God call us to be joyful? Like I said, by knowing God, knowing Jesus, being faithful in his word, and abiding in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to break each and every one of those down. So again, if you want to grab like a notebook paper, go ahead and do that, because there's some scriptures I'm going to mention. If you need to pause, go ahead and pause it, because I want to make sure that you understand the meaning of what true joy is, and not just a temporary feeling. That is just alone happiness. Now, I'm not saying happiness is a bad thing, because you can receive good news. That is happiness. But what I'm going to break down is that when you're going through trials and tribulations, that happiness feeling, again, is it only a temporary feeling? It's only a momentarily moment that is only going to happen. But when you have joy, you have a positivity mindset to go through trials and tribulations, to go through the things that are going to be happening in your way, that your path aren't going to be clear. It's called me like rocks and stones on the path. They're going to hurt your feet like Legos do, you know. So just to picture it, there's a bunch of Legos on the path. Dumb bad boys hurt. You're going to have to clear that way. There's going to be a lot of the things that are going to hurt us in the path. But when you have joy, you're able to overcome that all. So we can have, God is calling us to be joyful, obviously, by the fruit of the Spirit, the joy of the Spirit, by first knowing Jesus, by knowing God. But how can we rejoice in the Lord if we don't know who he is, Sabrina? Like, this is my first time. Like, if many of you probably question, this is my first time coming to God, Sabrina. Like, how do I know if I know him? What? How do I know if I do know him? But what if I don't know him? And I've been following, or a so-called Christian for, you know, I grew up in church. Are you sure? How? I think I know the Lord. I think, you see, Jesus is the Son of God, who has saved us from our sins for a life of freedom with him. In John 16:22, it says, so with you, now is your time of grief, but I will send you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Jesus wants a relationship with us and has given us his Holy Spirit so that we can hear his voice and get to know him better through God's word. Knowing Jesus requires time with him, the word of God, and that time produces a relationship full of abundant peace and joy, which is, peace is something we're going to talk about next episode. I'm so excited to be talking about peace, because I feel like peace is chef's kiss, honestly. Each and every one of these is like chef's kiss. It's just like a literally chef's kiss. But anyways, so again, knowing Jesus requires time with him. And time, I wouldn't say, I heard like in the movie, what was it? I was watching some kind of movie where it was like, time is our biggest battle. Because a lot of us, like, how can I say, like me, I'm always thinking I don't have time, or I'm running out of time, or I like to schedule my stuff. Like right now it's 8:57. I plan on working out like at 9:15, and then I get ready. I should be done like around 10:30. And then I'm not saying I'll lift weights for a whole hour. That's not what I'm saying, but you know what I mean. So I get done at 10:30, and then, you know, I get ready to go to work. So it's like, I should be at work at like 11:15, 11:30. I go in at 11:45, you know? So like, I like to time out my stuff, But if I have all the time and energy to time out my day and to plan my to-do list, then I have time to spend in the Word of God. Time is super, super important. That's where it's like, spend time with your family. Spend time with this. If you spend time learning how to do this, or like me, if I spend time playing the piano, then I will get better at it. When you spend time with the Lord, you'll get better at it, if that makes any sense. Like, if you spend time, like, if your prayer is like 1 minute long, bump it up to 2 minutes. If you read the word for like 5 minutes, bump it up to 10. You know, the Bible says go an extra mile. If your friend tells you to go a mile, you go an extra mile. If you're told, I think that's what it says. Like, if you're told to go a mile, go an extra mile. Go 2 miles. Go times that. So it's like, when you spend time with God, you'll get better at it. You'll grow in it, and you'll learn to more, to like, ooh, you'll learn more about him. There we go. I don't know why I was actually extra words in my sentences. Run on sentences. Anyways. And that time produces a relationship of full, abundant peace and joy. And how can we be faithful in the word? And that is my next point. Faith in God's word is how we're also called to be joyful. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." So God's word is his revelation to us. It's him speaking to us. That's where revelation is, him speaking to us. It's where we get to know him and soak in his presence, no matter what is going on in our life. That's why knowing God's promises is so important, and believing in them is essential for planting joy deep in our souls. When we understand God's word, when we read God's word, that's why it's always important to pray for understanding, because that's accepting and acknowledging what God is doing and how he's doing it. I always pray for understanding, that I may understand his word, that I have clarity, that I know why he's doing it and his intentions behind it. Like, that's why I think it's so important to know what context is. That's where understanding comes from. And then the knowledge is more of interpreting his word and the hidden messages that he has. And then wisdom is just playing out on it, just simply knowing how to speak from the word you were reading, or knowing how to act upon the word you were reading. But again, that's why it's important to know why God's promises are important, and believing in them, because it helps us create, it plants a seed of joy in our souls, and it helps us grow deep within him. So we, when we get to know Jesus through his word, we're able to have full, abundant, and peace and joy, like I said. So again, God's word is revelation to us. It's his revelations, first and foremost. It's not just a, but it is his revelation, him speaking to us, his thoughts, his minds, his actions, his plans is for us, that he is speaking to us about it, that we can accept it and go based our faith off of that, right? And the last one is abiding in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our helper and wants to guide us into all grace, truth, and joy as we read through scripture. In John 15:5, it says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do literally," well, it doesn't say literally, but I would have put literally nothing, because it's true. Apart from me, you can't do anything. I'm sorry, I thought I had a burp. But anyways, you can't do anything. And I feel like this is so true, because I don't know what kind of season I've been in, but I noticed different changes in me that aren't really, they're not bad, but like, they aren't pleasing, at least to me they're not, and maybe not to God. But I've realized that I literally was stuck, and that was because I wasn't really spending time in the Lord, and I really wasn't dwelling with Jesus. And really, what I mean by that, it's not that I wasn't messing with Jesus or anything like that. Like, yeah, me and him, we cool and all, don't get me wrong. But it was just spending time in his presence. I feel like I didn't know how to manage a lot of things, and I was taking on different responsibilities. Therefore, I didn't make my time for Jesus. And it could be simple 5 minutes. It could have been a simple 2 minutes. It doesn't really matter at this point. All I know is that I should have just spent more time with him. Again, if I only had a minute, then I had a minute with him. I think that's all that matters. You still put effort to really be in his presence, and I wasn't putting the effort. And because I wasn't, I started not spiritually dying, but like, just kind of not slipping away from Jesus. Like, I was still there, don't get me wrong. You know, I was still reading, I was still trying, you know, church, I was going to church, I was, you know, listening to worship music. So I wasn't slipping away. It's just, I don't know, honestly, I don't even know how to explain what I was going through. I can't get my head around the exact words on how I felt. But if you know the words, then hey, message me personally, or leave it down in the comment section, and you can help me out on that. But there was something that I was feeling, Again, it was a temporary feeling because I feel a lot better now. I feel like this week has been very, very different from the last preview weeks, and I'm so grateful and super joyful in that because I feel very different. I feel different. Hopefully, I look different. I'm just kidding. But I think what the verse I just said, I was going through some things, and again, I realized because I wasn't spending time in God's presence, I couldn't do anything. I was going through a lot of crap. A lot of things were happening, and I know now God was testing and growing my faith. And obviously, not a couple days ago. I feel like I wasn't feeling that way, but it's. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Like without Him, I really couldn't do anything. I really couldn't say anything. I was lost of words. Sometimes I just lost the words because of how great He is at this point. But again, the Holy Spirit is God's presence that comes to dwell in us. We can remain in Him and abide in Jesus forever. Para siempre. Remaining in the Holy Spirit also means that we produce the fruit of the Spirit. Biblical joy does not come from only a vacation or a fun time in life. It comes whenever we are abiding in Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Joy is a contentedness. There we go. That was a very hard word to pronounce. Joy is a contentedness that comes from having faith in God, even as chaos and difficulties rage. If God is present in our lives, the joy He experiences can begin to flow in and through us. And I feel like in my trials and tribulations, in my chaos and rage and difficulties, I wouldn't say I had joy, meaning I didn't have a positive mindset and I wasn't really giving glory to God. Not that I was upset or with God or anything. I don't think it was that. Again, I don't know exact words to put it, but if you guys can relate, then just put relate down in the comments because I feel like, I don't know how else to describe this. But I just, again, I wasn't upset with God. I was just a sense of like lost, I guess, like my next steps. Like, I don't know how to explain it very well. But I definitely didn't have a positive mindset. It was more like, I know God is real. I know Jesus is real, obviously. And I know He said things and spoken things into my life. So I know it's going to happen. It's just my next steps into, like, how, I guess. I don't know. But it was definitely not joy. It was a bunch of questions. And now I feel a sense of joy. And I think I'm at peace of not knowing and just trying to just continue in my walk and continue and just building my faith and believing in God first and foremost, which comes from the word. If you just read your word and start, that'll grow your faith and belief in Him. But again, I just want to bring this into a conclusion that this is the mark of joy. This joy is not based on our circumstances, but only in God. When we are filled with this joy, we begin to rejoice in the Lord beyond the circumstances surrounding us. And again, that goes back to what I was saying, that I wasn't having a positive mindset. I wasn't really filled with joy in the moment because I was too focused on the situations, the circumstances around us. And I'm not saying that God takes away the joy from us. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the reason why I wasn't filled with joy is because I was too focused on the things around us. You see, the fruit of the Spirit doesn't get taken away from us. It's part of the Holy Spirit, right? So the fruit of Spirit is Jesus, the nine traits of Jesus, and Jesus sent down His Spirit for us. So it's connected, it is one, right? That's why it's called the fruit and not the fruits of the Spirit, because they are one, they are the Holy Spirit. So when I'm saying I wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit, it's because I wasn't filled with joy, it's because I was too focused on the things around me. It's the same thing with love. You aren't filled with love if you have unforgiveness in your heart, if you are finding it hard to love the Lord, meaning keeping all His commandments and following and obeying Him. You don't love others, again, because you're unforgiveness and bitterness and prideful hearts. And you don't love yourself because you are insecure or just things like that. Then you're not really filled with love because it's not being demonstrated inwardly. Well, God loves you inwardly, obviously, but it's not being demonstrated outwardly, if that makes any sense. So when you aren't filled with something, it's because you're not really allowing Holy Spirit. You're not really letting go what needs to be let go of. So when you ask God for more patience or more joy or more peace, He's going to bring a lot of trials and tribulations. And that's why you got to be careful what you pray for. Literally the same, be careful what you ask for, because you're asking for more faith. Trust me, that's all I kept asking for God, was more faith, and He brought more persecution. I'm not gonna lie. He allowed a lot of chaos to happen. It's because it was testing and growth. I mean, if you go through the scriptures again, you see the different testings that God put through Moses, through Abraham, through Joshua, through Daniel. I mean, Daniel was thrown into a whole lion's den. Is that the right person? Yes, Daniel. And Noah and everybody else, Jeremiah, like the whole prophets, the apostles, like Apostle Paul, the disciples, Jesus, like they're all trials and tribulations, testing moments in our lives. So if we aren't filled with one of the fruit of the Spirit, because one, we're probably not allowing it, and we're like focused on different things. So when we're filled with this joy, which is something I really wasn't, because again, I was focused on other things and different circumstances, and I was being negative and all these other things. But once we are filled with joy, meaning we become positive and believe in God by abiding in Him, by knowing Jesus, and by being faithful to the Word, we can rejoice in the Lord beyond circumstances surrounding us. And I'll leave off on Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And that is it for today's episode. It's pretty short, only 20 minutes long. My goal is to at least get 30, but I mean, Holy Spirit wants to stop or Holy Spirit wants. If Holy Spirit wants to continue on to 40 or an hour, then hey, we're just going to have a sore throat by the next day. No, I'm just kidding. But that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope that Holy Spirit has really spoke to you on what true joy is and like what it actually means. And not just a feeling of a temporary thing, but it's an eternal feeling of through all circumstances in our lives. But again, I hope this was an encouraging word for you, and I pray and hope that you continue to practice the spirit of joy, because you can practice these. These are really, really good to practice on, because again, these are traits of Jesus, and it helps us to become a true and developed Christian character. But anyways, I love you all. If you want to reach out for any questions that I have, that you have from this episode, or any future suggested episodes, make sure you reach out to me on the social media platform down in the description box below. Or if you have any prayer requests, I'd love to be praying for you and getting connected with you on that. But other than that, I love you all and God bless, and I can't wait to talk to you guys on Thursday. Bye bye.